the Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
Hey, welcome back to the Grillin' Guys. This is Barbecue Bob. I am with Randy Joppy. Today he is Crappie Joppy.
That's right, man. We're at the Dam to Dam Fishing Contest up at Croton Pond. We are live looking at over 1,000 fishermen out here. They're having an ice fishing contest today. There's a $5 entry fee for adults and $2 for kids 13 and under, but all the money is going to Newaygo County Community Services to benefit Big Brothers Big Sisters. Cool deal, man.
Yeah. You're kind of like a big sister to me.
Yep, I will. I'll put a little, open up a little can of whoop-ass on you later on the ice, baby.
You are trash-talking.
I am.
Hey, I just got a text from my brother Gary. He said, tell Randy to leave the hat alone. So there you go. Now you're picking on two Nurmicos, all
yeah,
right?
Now who's the girl? Got to go get your big brother to
No, trash talking is like, you know, you're just like stirring up crap out in the radio land here. So you're going to find out. Barbecue Bob's got some buddies out there. Got my posse. They'll be coming up. And
oh, my God. It's the Cromer crew. Here they come. They're going to storm in.
I like that. I like
apart,
that. The
right?
Cromer posse.
Yeah. Well, here's the deal.
And it'll be in a rusty Chevrolet, by golly.
Yeah. We'll know they're coming because there ain't anybody else going to be wearing them hats but those guys.
Yeah, pretty soon up there, you know, Spike and Butchie and Lee and Whitey and all the guys are going to come up, and you're going to be in big trouble then.
Yeah, I'm going to have to score me a pack of them there Marlboros, eh, chum?
Yeah.
Not so much anymore?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Well, anyway, you're listening to the Grillin' Guys, and today we're just goofy Grillin' Guys because we are on vacation.
That's right. We are at Croton Pond, which is M82 exit off of 131 head west. And you're here. This is the Dam to Dam Fishing Contest. There's a lot going on up here. They got
a lot of damn jokes, that's for sure.
Yeah, they got an ice rink for the kids. They got that's the Stormy Cromer got a crazy hat contest. We talked about that. Fishing contest, though, those ice fishermen that are out there, you got till 10 o'clock to get in to the game, and then the official weigh-in is at 3 o'clock. Tons of prizes, trophies, all of that good stuff.
You know, just for you, Randy, what I'm going to do is I brought my camera, and I'm going to go from shanty to shanty, and I'm going to take pictures of hats. And we're going to, like, have the most popular hat at Croton, okay? We'll put it on our website. Somebody's going to win that nice little ice fishing rod. When we find the sweetest hat, I'll even let, since you're the hat critic, I'll even let you pick the winner.
Awesome, man. That's a great idea.
So let's just go around, and we'll take pictures of all these people out there that are actually fishing, whereas we're just in here trash-talking fishing. We're not even doing it yet. But we do have Brad the Builder with us today, and Brad is, it's a great thing that him and Margie came up because he's going to be helping us get that big stinking good one out on the ice, and that's going to be a chore.
Yeah, we're going to light that baby up, we're going to get it smoking, and we're going to make some good food after we're done here.
That's right. We are talking about my big toe behind grill, and it's made by a company called The Good One, and they're out of Kansas City, and this thing is the Chuck Wagon, and it is, I don't know, if you're into grilling and doing big events, or if you got a big family, if you got a ball team, anything like that, you're going to probably spend $5,000 to $8,000 for the right unit, but you'll be set for life. You'll have a grill that will turn heads when you pull into that college stadium parking lot and you pull up to the tailgate, when you pull up to the ball field and you got to feed all the parents at the rugby or lacrosse or whatever soccer field. You're going to have all the dads standing around going, oh, grill envy.
Yeah, we took this thing and we did an event for our church where we fed about 180 guys with this grill. We made New York strips medium rare and had them all ready to go at one time. Brad, you were there, weren't you?
Fantastic.
Man, it was unbelievable the way that we put that thing together.
That sexy voice is Brad the Builder. Welcome to the show, Brad. Thanks for coming up and helping us out. We needed you to navigate last night, so that was good. It was a little dark when we left the driftwood.
For some it was.
Yeah. Others of us were a little lit up, right?
Yeah, it was a great time. But Brad is a friend of the show. He's somebody that's on what we call the board, and we have on the board, we've got Brad the Builder, we've got Sandman, we've got Big Paulie out in New Jersey, and we've got Rob Russell, and we should call Rob and have him give us a report this morning for ice fishing in Kansas, because I think he said he was going out this morning, but we've got this, what we call the board of directors, and these guys all contribute to the show. Brad is, actually, he is a builder. He's not just Brad the Builder.
That's right.
And he does a phenomenal job with outdoor kitchens. Why don't you just tell us what kind of projects you're working on for this summer?
Well, I got a fun one coming up, actually. We're going to actually build a tiki grill and on beachside. There we go. And in that tiki grill, we're going to actually do a thatched roof, an actual thatched roof, and authentic. And it's just going to be a fun deal. We're going to put a little barbecue system in there, courtesy of Bob, one of your distributors. And it's just going to be a fun little beach party thing. And then another thing we've got going is we like to call it a little island, and we're building a little low-level deck, ground-level deck, and then just wrapping it around with some countertops and setting in grills and appliances and such for a nice little outdoor cooking center. So those are the early spring projects that are coming up.
Now, if you just tuned in, you're listening to the Grilling Guys. We're broadcasting live from the Croton Pond, the Driftwood Bar and Grill, actually. I called it the Driftwood Inn, but I guess we drifted in last night.
We did. We're on Croton Hardy Drive. You can't miss it. We're on the between the road and the water. You'll find the Driftwood Inn. We had a damn she's hot contest last night, and
quit with local the damn
lady
jokes.
Named, no, local lady named Hannah is the ice queen. I think is what they
is that what she is?
Yeah, yeah.
Isn't that exactly. Like from Lord of the Rings or Narnia?
No,
what's the?
I think that's a song, Ice Queen.
Oh yeah, that's Dancing Queen. Well, so Brad is a great contributor to the show and just a fun guy to hang out with, but he has beautiful jobs that he's accomplished out there in terms of backyards and patios. And how do people get a hold of Brad the Builder if they want to see some of your work, if they want to get a bid from you? For example, you're going to help me out this summer. You've already volunteered, but I'm gonna be adding to my pool area, and you know, I'm gonna pick your brain because I've got an idea what I want, but your designs are they're off the hook.
Well, thanks. Yeah. Well, that's kind of our specialty, a design build. And if you want to reach us easily and see a few samples, you can go right on our website, which is timberlandbuilding.com. And we're expanding that to have some real nice pictures of some past and current. And we're going to try to have some interactive stuff where people can see a progress of a project that's going to happen. And they can watch the whole thing happen from ground up. And
excellent.
So it's a real nice deal.
You know, more and more people are putting what we call outdoor kitchens at their houses. You know, this Michigan economy, people aren't traveling as much for vacations, and we're all trying to entertain more at home. And the stuff that you're doing is right up that alley, man. It's awesome.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's no question. People are definitely focusing on their homes. They're not looking to move so much anymore and to build. They're just staying home. Close to home, putting some nice touches on their house to make it a little more fun. So when they are home, wishing they could go out for dinner a few more times, now they're saying, wow, this is a lot of fun cooking too and hanging. And it's, you know, outdoor bars, entertainment centers. There's so many things that are going on outside. TVs, you know, there are a lot of things that are going on. So it's a full entertainment deal.
That's great. Well, we're definitely going to be seeing more and more of your work. We're going to have to probably get a picture of one of those units on the Grilling Guys website because
yeah, we'll link up for sure.
When it comes to grilling, I mean, to have that ultimate area to do your events at, I mean, it really is. I've got a couple of spots I grill at, and people have a ton of fun at them. But, I mean, you know, the more you see, it's like the options are endless.
Yeah, they are. They're really endless. And it's just based on what your needs are. And your budgets, and everyone's a little bit different, so that's where we come in with design ideas and try to help you through that process. And
now, when you say everyone's a little different, why do you look at me and not Randy?
Well,
for example,
back to the Cromer.
There you go.
It's back to the Cromer,
the
baby.
Chrome dome there,
really,
but
I need some help up here, yeah. Somebody.
Actually, I kind of like that hat, Bob.
So, yeah. Okay. You're my
Sorry,
friend
Randy.
Again. Well, listen.
Maybe not that color, but that.
Getting back
good.
To yeah. Well, it was a deal. Again, brother Gary bought it for me. He takes care of the little bro. He's the ultimate deal shopper anyway in our family. If you want to know what to buy, you call Gary.
All right.
Because he's like perusing.
I'm thinking I lose his number if that's what he tells you to buy.
Well, I guess
he's got a lot of guns, Randy. Have I told you that? He's got a lot of guns.
Okay, bring the big brother in again. Here we go. Here we go.
No, we were talking about the good one a little while ago, and what you should do is go to barbecue.about.com and check out the competition they've got going. They've got the Reader's Choice Awards going on right now, and the good one is a finalist in every category because it just is such a great unit. But they're in the competition smoker. They're in the smoker grill for the backyard. I think they call them patio units. They're in the competition units. Barbecue sauces, they own Three Little Pigs. Their barbecue sauce is in the top five, and their rubs are in the top five. Again, Three Little Pigs.
Those barbecue sauces are if they're not already, they're going to be available at Spartan stores pretty soon, aren't they?
That's right. They're stocking the shelves as we speak.
Man, that's awesome. You guys, you got to zip over to a Spartan store, D&W, Family Fair, whatever they may be. Here in the next couple weeks, this barbecue sauce is coming out. It's called Three Little Pigs.
Yeah.
It is off the hook good, man.
It really is. I'm prejudiced. I'm pretty partial to it because, again, it's a company I'm affiliated with. But every time I let somebody try it, they kind of rant and rave about it. So I'm kind of used to it. And, oh, that stinking droid's going off. But I'm kind of used to it. It really is that good. I mean, people everywhere I take it and do demonstrations in, like, seven states, people just, they go crazy over it. So
you're talking national ratings, too. You're not talking regional.
You've got to go. That's right. You've got to go to Reader's Choice Awards, and it's on about.com. And if you've ever seen about.com, that the guy's name is Derek, I think, but he rates all sorts of things, and it's a cool website. He does a great job at rating grills and barbecue equipment.
We if you're just tuning in, this is the Grilling Guys. We're on 107.3. 9 to 11 every Saturday morning. We're on location up at the Driftwood Bar and Grill on Croton Pond. This is the Dam to Dam Ice Fishing Contest. There is a Liney Lodge out on the ice, and I just saw John Leinenkugel walk in, as a matter of fact. So in our next segment, we'll have John on. We'll talk a little bit about the great beers he's got going on and see what's going on with the rest of the festival, because John's over from Wisconsin. He's here to show us a good time, and it's been generous enough to sponsor this whole event, so it's awesome.
Yeah, he's what a nice guy too.
Yeah, he is. Had the pleasure of spending some time with him last night and getting to know him a little bit.
Well, we ran into him first at Steelheaders or Steelheads.
Yep, Steelheads and Latitudes over in Howard City.
Howard City. We just kind of rolled up for to stop for a little bite to eat on the way up here, and you know, they said, "Well, John Leinenkugel's coming up," and I'm thinking, "Well, that's kind of a coincidence because."
Yeah.
The grilling guys are here at the same time. I mean, grilling and beer, we'll have to stick around and talk to the guy, and he was just a good guy. Yeah. I have been to their facility. It's in Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin, and I was there accidentally. I was looking for Energy King, which is another factory I deal with, and Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin is just a beautiful town. It's probably the size of, I'm going to say, like Cadillac, maybe a little bigger, not quite a Traverse City, but it's definitely one of the bigger towns in Wisconsin, and northern Wisconsin is drop-dead gorgeous. It's just pretty. And I'm rolling along looking for this factory, and all of a sudden I see this huge facility, and it says Leinenkugel. So I'm like, oh, my gosh. It's just a historic building. It's really old. It's huge. And, I mean, there's just a ton of history in Wisconsin with some of those old breweries anyway. But John is fifth generation, and he's got quite a legacy that he's representing there. So we're going to have to take a break here pretty quick. When we come back, we're going to see if we can't wrestle John down and get him to chat with us a little bit on the air. He's up here helping Tony with this big event. It is the Grilling Guys. We're at Dam to Dam up on Croton Pond. It's WBBL FM 107.3 every Saturday from 9 to 11, and we'll be right back.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.